biography. Finally, I am greatly indebted to my wife and daughter for having had the patience to tolerate the strain of the long hours involved in the preparation which kept me away from their presence. A last expression of thanks goes to Mrs. Renat Streeter Smith for her generous help in typing the manuscript. Joseph Peter Gagosian, Assistant Professor in Comparative and Arabic Philosophy, University of San Diego, San Diego, California, December 21, 1972. Chapter 1. Short History of Lebanon. Human existence is an unending drama so long as the individual's heart beats. It unfolds in the historical context of the person. Yet, the person's historicity is, to a large extent, determined, as would say Karl Marx, by the historical processes conditioned by the laws of social development. In each period, these laws change due to the fact that the social relations between individuals and countries through the intermediary of productivity constantly mutate. Human existence reflects the impact of history, and in its behaviors, as well as thinking it, is heavily impregnated by the zeitgeist of the history it shares. It is my firm belief that it is utterly impossible to understand Khalil Gibran's philosophy and see his relevance, for instance, in the fields of religion, law, and marriage, unless it be borne in mind that he lived intensely the entanglements of the historical events that have set him on his way to become the philosopher he is. Therefore, a brief survey of the history of Lebanon will shed some light on the themes that Gibran tackled and explain the whys of his thoughts. History of Lebanon under the Ottoman Conquest. All historians remind us that Lebanon was originally Phoenicia and had Tammuz and Ishtar for a religious cult. The Tammuz myth corresponds to the Greek's Adonis and is identified with the Egyptian's god Osiris. According to the Phoenician legendary, one day while Tammuz was hunting the wild boar, he was attacked by the beast and fell dead in the river Avavka, today named Nahr Ibrim. Following his death, life on earth began decrepiting. Then Ishtar penetrated into the netherworld and revived him. This commemorated the marriage between Tammuz and Ishtar, the goddess of love and fertility. Till the present days, poets, philosophers, and painters of Lebanon like to refer to their mythological heritage. Gibran, too, made of Ishtar and Tammuz his muses of inspiration. Lebanon, which means white in the ancient Semitic language, because of the eternal flakes of snow on the peaks of its mountains, has been invaded by more than 10 civilizations of the world, from the Assyrian to the Ottoman and Westerners, all of which brought along their culture. This explains why Lebanese immigrants feel almost at home in any foreign country and have no psychological stress in finding normal adjustments in their new environments. At any rate, every time that a new era of dominion took place, new geographical frontiers were established. Amazingly, however, Lebanon was always annexed to Syria, either under the Assyrio-Babylonian influence or the Ottoman Empire. It is only under the French Mandate after the First World War, beginning on September 1, 1920, with General Gourard, that present-day Lebanon, with its geographical boundaries, was proclaimed independent. And on May 23, 1926, the Greater Lebanon was made a republic. However, not until November 26, 1941, was Lebanon declared completely autonomous from the Mandate and free to decide for its own course of destiny. Gibran, died 1931, did not live to see his beloved country become sovereign master of its actions. Nevertheless, what he lived to witness was the hope of such full realization. From 1516 until 1918, Lebanon remained